Rex Latchford here with another day page. I've got a frog in my throat and some really exciting news. We're going to look at the newspapers and media. Al-Qaeda faction in Syria hands out Teletubbies and Spider-Man dolls. This is from the Washington Post. An Al-Qaeda allied group in Syria has enlisted Tinky Winky in its fight for hearts and minds of Syrians. One of Al-Qaeda's fatal mistakes in Iraq during the war there was alienating the Iraqi people, who turned against the group that had killed so many civilians and imposed severe Islamic rule. Now, as Al-Qaeda allied factions are pushing into Syria, they're endeavoring to project a softer, fuzzier image. That's recently included, for example, a family fair in rebel-controlled Aleppo, complete with ice cream eating contests and sermons about jihad. Now, Al-Qaeda's campaign for Syrian hearts and minds apparently includes toy giveaways. Some of them a bit surprising for a group dedicated to total war against Western culture. And now moving to the newspaper of record here in New York City, the Daily News. Beauty Queen's Cyber Nightmare. Newly crowned Miss Teen USA claims she was victim of an online extortion plot by a hacker who claimed he had recorded her on her own bedroom webcam. Perhaps the issue here is that she wasn't paid enough. And here in the irony department, you've got to love the Daily News. Fertile Attraction. I love that headline title. Fertile Attraction. Canadian woman claims husband had secret affair with the couple's fertility clinic nurse and ran off with her after she successfully got pregnant. And finally, for this day page, because I really need to rest my voice. What boobs? Here's another great headline. Detroit Police Department sends out internet email listing the weight bra cup sizes of female officers in an embarrassing blunder. The Detroit Police Department was caught with its pants down Monday after admitting an email containing bra sizes of its female officers was accidentally sent out to cops. And if you believe that was an accident, then I'm sure you also believe everything that President Obama says about the NSA and the massive collection of data from American citizens engaged in their day-to-day lives. But that's it for Day Page. I'm Rex Latchford. Hopefully I'll be better tomorrow. You never know. Our producer for today was Peter Patriot, who is known on Facebook as Peter Patrioti because Facebook doesn't believe that his real name is Peter Patriot. And we are on Facebook at facebook.com/radioinfoweb. You can find out more about us at radio.infoweb.net. That's where this program was produced, and I'll see you tomorrow.